Let's proceed then. We have some council communications items, and then we're going to move into a series of time certain and other ordinances on the calendar. I am going to be leaving at 10:30, so we're going to try to take action on some things that require second reading in fairly short order after communications, and I think I'm going to pull up 12:51 early so we can address that as well as the time certain items. So first, let's hear from item 1225, please.
1225, a request of Evelyn Bross to address council regarding federal law, no smoking or drugs in government housing.
Evelyn, are you here?
Yes, she's here.
Come on up, please.
No.
Okay, thank you.
So, I don't know if you have
them. Sorry, right. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, City Council members. How are you guys doing today?
Fine. Thanks for coming.
Good. I'm here because I have just moved to a low-income housing, government housing, in September. My rent might be like $700 cheaper a month, but the circumstances that goes around it is ridiculous. There is smoking in the property. When you sign the lease, the lease says that there is no smoking allowed in the property or on the patio. And you sign the lease, it says that. People are smoking and doing drugs in the property. I am deadly allergic to smoke. I gasp for air. My respiratory shuts down. I can't breathe. It comes through the vents. People downstairs will smoke marijuana at 6 o'clock in the morning. It comes through my vent, and it wakes me up, and I can't breathe, because it's coming through the vents and everything else. And I gave you some flyers to show you that the government is getting down packed, and it's given the city up to 18 months to get government housing in order, that no smoking is allowed in government property whatsoever. And they're getting really strict on it. And it's like, yeah, so now it's like, not only is it on the leasing not supposed to smoke, but the government is going to make it that the tenants have to follow the rules, because the government's getting down packed that there should be no smoking in government property. I mean, there's no smoking in here, no drugs in here.
Evelyn, excuse me, is Home Forward your landlord?
Yes.
And have you
have
you filed a complaint with them?
Yes, over because and the, over and over and over.
The leverage we have is that we appoint the commissioners to Home Forward, but we don't obviously run Home Forward.
Right.
So did you bring a copy of your complaint with you?
No, I haven't. I have a lot of complaints from, especially the person lives right next to me.
Sure.
And I made a lot of phone calls to them complaining.
Is it possible, without inconveniencing you, if you furnished us, Dan, with a copy of your complaint?
I could fax
it
to you.
Yeah, it gives him something to go to Home for, because we oversee them through the commissioners, and we can make sure that you get an answer to your complaint.
Yeah, if you could get that to Commissioner Saltzman, that's probably the best leverage, as Commissioner Fisher
said. To get your fax number after.
Yeah, I'll be meeting with Home Forward's leadership actually next week.
Oh,
really?
Perfect.
Because I live a shrunk view tower, and it's senior citizens and people with disabilities. And the thing is that why are senior citizens smoking and doing drugs and people with disabilities? You know, and there's children that are living there. So not only is it affecting people like me, it's also affecting children. And like this paper I gave you this paper, this one here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the picture of the dog?
Yeah.
If only pets could speak, they would tell you not to smoke.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's the best thing. If you could either drop off at Commissioner Saltzman's or mail to him, or otherwise get him a copy of your complaint, or one or more of those complaints, then
I've been like this since I've been a child. I cannot breathe around. My respiratory actually shuts down.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
But we'll be happy to help and just make sure you get that paperwork to his office,
because
he's the contact with.
They've changed manager, apartment managers. Apartment manager left, so now there's a new one temporarily. So there's no new. There's no one in effect yet.
You're in the high rise in St. John's.
Yeah.
And that building could use some updating too. I think that's the on the list.
Oh, that's another thing I needed to tell you about. It's the elevator.
I think it's on a list for a preservation update. So
Yes, the elevator does not work going down to the basement. And animals, they have pets in there, and the dogs will go on the elevator, and they'll do a number one on the floor. And then you're stepping on it, and you can slip and slide.
Well, thanks for letting us know about this. If you could follow up with Commissioner Saltzman's office, that's probably the best leverage we have to help.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. You take care.
Okay.